McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, The Marketplace, and by Marshland Credit Union. And now, here's your host, Harold Webster.
Welcome to the McIntosh Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster, and this segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, the Coastal Market, Marshland Credit Union, and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren. Coach, how are you doing today?
No complaints, Harold. Just running ragged this time of year.
I understand. It's football season is here, and things are getting hectic. You've got varsity schedules. You've got JV schedules. Probably got middle school schedules and any other schedules that come up.
Yeah.
But here we're here to talk to today about the football game that we played with Johnson High School out of Savannah, a 3A school. First game for both teams. All the jamborees are over. All the three-a-days and everything else you go through, and the season is upon us. So the Johnson High Adams Smashers came to town past Friday night, and Buccaneers took care of business.
We did. It was a hard-fought game. They were a really, really good football team. They had 8 seniors on defense, and they were in a high-pressure defense where they blitzed quite often. We knew that they were going to hit us with some, and we were going to, you know, run by them on a few, and that's exactly what happened. And we were really worried about their big play potential on offense, not necessarily a drive, but big play potential. And we held them scoreless for 3 quarters, Harold, but they got loose twice in the 4th quarter.
Well, you said that when we had spoken previously about them, that was your biggest concern, was that they had some good athletes, and if they got loose, they could they could score quickly. And I know that they did that in the 4th quarter, but those first 3 quarters, y'all really held them in check.
Yeah, we did. We got a little tired, got some subs in, and first touchdown, made a lineup mistake, and one of their really good players made us pay for it. And luckily we were able to control the clock, control the ball, and we did some good things as well. You know, we didn't give them the ball back at the end of the game until I think it was 47 seconds to go.
Well, it was a good victory. 20-12 was the final score, and against a bigger school. Johnson High is not known for being a football program, but they have improved over the years, and they play in that Savannah League a lot, so it's kind of tough sometimes to tell how they're going to do.
Yeah, he's got a good young coach. He's put together a group of guys. He's got a big senior class. So I expect them maybe to maybe they got a chance to squeak in the playoffs.
Well, that's good that we're playing a playoff school early in the season. What were the offensive numbers for the Bucs on Friday night?
I think we had 248 yards total offense, around 70, 80 yards rushing, and I think we were 2 for 3 passing with 71 yards and a touchdown.
You had a new quarterback in there.
Well, he's not new, but he started.
He started. Neo West.
Yeah, he's quarterback for me for 3 years now, middle school, 9th grade, and now 10th grade.
Yeah, we saw him last year, very fast. He's got a good arm. He's not big in stature, but he's big in heart. He really runs hard.
He plays hard. He has something you can't teach. He can step right in and run the offense with – you know, I wonder if he's got ice water in his veins. Makes it look really easy.
That's good. That's good. You've got several quarterbacks in case there's problems this year that can step in, which is good. Sometimes we've been a little lean at quarterback. This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Who were your leading rushers on Friday night?
Jerice Campbell had 22 carries, 106 yards, 4.8 average.
That's good.
Yeah, and Ladarius West had 6 carries, 45 yards, 7.5 yard average. And then the rest of it just kind of was trickled in, 3, 2, 3, 4 carries each.
Yeah, and Jerice is one of your quarterbacks also. So
yeah, he can play quarterback, especially in our shotgun power run game. We got back in some old stuff Friday night. The hits quick, like I used to run back in 2000.
Yeah.
And that was what we went most of the game with. Neo's pretty good at that. He can run the other stuff too. He's just not as big as Jerice in the power run game.
Were you able to get his brother Tyrese back?
Yeah, Tyrese played. He had a great game. He was one of our top performers on defense. He did, let's see what he did. He had three tackles, three assists, and one tackle for loss. He did pretty well.
I know in the Jamboree we called Lake Linton's number quite a bit. How about Friday night, Jim?
Yeah, Lake had an exceptional game. He was our Player of the Week and an honorable mention Player of the Week nominee for the state of Georgia.
Wow.
We entered him in it, but he didn't win it. He had 11 tackles, 6 assisted tackles, and 3 tackles for a loss. And he should have had a strip fumble that he was not awarded.
Wow. He knows how to find the ball on defense,
doesn't
he?
He likes to find it.
And he's one of your linebackers?
Yeah.
Well, we look forward to seeing how he does in this upcoming game, too, and we'll talk about that a little later here in the program. How was the kicking game on Friday night?
Missed the extra point that we tried, but it was not because of the kicker. We had a bad snap hold. So we went for 2 the next time, got it. Went for 2 the next time and missed it, so they said.
We won't say anything about the officiating here. They don't always see things as we see them. And sometimes
he was laying. Now, I'm not saying they didn't see something else. That's fine if they did, obviously. But his body and the ball were in the end zone.
Well, they probably said his knees touched before he got across
the
end zone.
Maybe they did.
Maybe they did. Yeah. Your kicker, McMahon, she was... And I, you know, you say she with football, but I've watched her in warm-ups, and she has really improved.
Yep.
She's kicking the ball well. So I think you're going to have your extra points. We get the snaps down in better shape this year.
Yeah.
You graduated a lot of your starters on the offensive line last year. How's the new offensive line shaping up?
They're playing hard. They're struggling right now. When we look good, we look good. When we look bad, we look real bad. And they're getting better. That's just going to be a process. We've got 2 veterans up there with Daniel Rush and Danny Thomas, and then we've got 4 new starters. And those guys are working hard.
I've had the opportunity to talk to a few of them, and they said they're working hard trying to get their blocking schemes down, and that's with new guys in there, it's sometimes tough to learn.
It is. We had some easy, correctable mistakes. I think we'll get better each week. That group will.
So. Yeah, they will.
We put 20 on the board. Should have had 28. But, you know, so.
We had a fumble early while we were driving.
That one's debatable, too.
That's what I heard. Well, anyway. All right, well, there's more to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Are you looking for a better way to bank? Hometown people that you know? Look no further than Marshland Credit Union. Marshland Credit Union is here to help, no matter if it's a mortgage, car loan, or even finding financing for that boat you've always wanted. 7 convenient locations in Glen and surrounding counties, checking, savings, you name it. Marshland Credit Union wants to be the answer to your banking needs. MarshlandCU.com, 912-279-2000. Marshland Credit Union, a better way to bank.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, and Marshland Credit Union. Coach, we've been talking about the Johnson High game here.
Yep.
And it was a great win for the Buccaneers. Puts us at 1-0. And I guess we could say that that might have been at the beginning when we saw the schedule, that might be one we might have penciled in as a win, knowing, though, that it was still going to be a tough one. And it came out as a win, 20-12, and we've been talking about the offense and defense. Is there anything else that
You know my luck on scheduling people. Usually when I schedule them, they're pretty good. And whether that's intentional or unintentional, I get both.
Well, you have a history of scheduling tough games at the beginning of the season, which in the long run, as we've noticed, pays off.
It does pay off.
And, of course, on the next segment, we're going to talk about the next upcoming game, which is going to be a tough one. And it's but first of all, before we do that, we had some other games that came up. We had a JV game.
Yeah, we played Well, first we had a middle school game. They played a middle school, their first preseason scrimmage, and they beat Risley Middle 20-0. And then the middle school went over to the Swamp Jamboree in Waycross, and they really didn't really keep score. You played from the 40 in, but what I was told, we were about even with Waycross. I think they scored three or four times, and we scored two, three, four times as well.
Okay.
And then we played Clinch County.
Oh, boy.
I think that one was a knockdown drag. I think they ended up scoring 5-4. But you only played, there was no special teams. You had 10 minutes of offense with no punting.
Yeah.
10 minutes of defense from the 40. So it's just a matter of how long you could stand it and not let them out. Then the JV played at Savannah Christian Monday night due to the Thursday night game we have this week at Glenn. And we were playing fine, and one of our quarterbacks hurt his wrist, and then the next quarterback, my son, went out after a personal foul was committed on him, and we didn't have a quarterback for the rest of the rest of the half, and that was we were down 14-6 when that happened. It ended up being a 29-6 game, but we'd beaten them last year and just really needed one more quarterback for that. You'd think sending two would be plenty, but it wasn't.
Well, that's the thing about football, and we're a small school, and we don't have 100 kids on the sideline.
No, I kept two here and sent two. So.
Well, that's what you want to do. Well, anyway, they're getting experience. You know, it's that JV is what you need. That's your feeder program for your varsity.
We dressed 34 JV players Monday against Savannah Christian. I was really pleased with that.
That's good.
And they played hard. We got to do a better job of getting them ready, but you can't get them ready without seeing what they look like. So
that's right. And game time is always different than practice time. But do you try to play all of your kids in those JV games?
Every single one of them, as long as they're in good standing.
That's good.
Yeah, they may not. You know, some of them might get two snaps, but some of them, you know, they're going to get in.
That's good. That's good, because I know some of these schools that we sometimes play in the JV, all they think about is winning instead of trying to develop players. And this is your feeder program.
There's a starting defense, offense, you know, with some subs, and then there's some kids that aren't ready for that, but we can slip them in and get them, a series or two, and that's usually what happens. Occasionally, you know, you'll see a kid not get to play, but it's pretty rare.
Yeah. Do you have a lot of your kids on the varsity that go both ways?
Well, I did two that way. I call them bubble players. They play both. So those two young men got to play their other position, which was on offense. And they played two quarters. So they played four Friday night, mostly on special teams, a little bit on defense.
Yeah.
And then they were backup role, and they got to go play their offensive position in JV, which you're not going to get any better at it if you don't work. I don't let them play the position they earned varsity time on. They go play their backup position, which in this case was offense.
I got you. That's good. You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, you got the football programs are rolling on. Middle school, JV, and varsity. And our next game. Let's talk a little bit about that. We have a rivalry game against one of those schools on the other side of the river down in Brunswick, the Glen Academy Red Terriers. And we've been playing them for many, many years. And I guess they're in the 6A classification this time. I kind of lose track of it. All I know is they've got probably 1,500 kids in their high school, and we've got a little over 300 and maybe 350 or something like that. And it's always a big rivalry game. And last year, they came over here, and I'd say they got embarrassed. I'd say we did a terrific job. It ended up being 14-14 tie, which to me is a victory.
Yeah, I know that we weren't fussing when we left. So.
Well,
there's a lot of pressure on a bigger program to play a smaller program. You're expected to win, and then everybody wants to see if the little program's going to beat you.
Yeah.
So last year, it was 6-0 at halftime or whatever, and ended up being 14-6 them late, and we opened up our 2-minute offense and were able to go in and score, make it 14-12, went for 2 and tied it, which was a big win for us. I know it's a tie, but it was, when you're playing single A and 6A, that was a big deal.
It was, and going over there to Glen County Stadium, playing on their new turf.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
It's a Thursday night game, too.
Brunswick plays Friday, so they would do a Thursday-Friday game. And so we'll play on the new turf. It'll be fun. Then we're off. Then we go back to Glen County Stadium for the Border Bowl. We'll play West Nassau at that stadium.
And that'll be a Thursday 5 o'clock game. Yep. And so we're off a week after the Glen County, and then we go back.
We're getting ready for West Nassau.
Get ready for West Nassau, which will be interesting. I think this border war that they've kind of put together is very interesting.
I'm excited about it. I think the kids are. We're playing at some different places this year. Harold, we had to play at the old stadium, one of the jamborees in this past game. The kids had an absolute ball. The community did a good job putting it together. Got the new pavilion and field's in great shape. They love the environment. The reason that happened was, one, we wanted to do it anyway for a Boys and Girls Club night. The Boys and Girls Club does a good job with our kids here. And then number two, our field, something happened to it in the summer. We don't really know. It got really weedy and dry, and we were running the sprinklers and things, so it's in a healing process. So we'll be back on it hopefully September the 16th for the high school opener here.
Yeah, that'd be a Lanier County coming here.
And all the kids, though, I've been telling them about what it was like back in the day to play over there, and I've heard nothing but compliments from parents and kids. They've enjoyed it. The community enjoyed it.
The original Buccaneer Field.
Yeah.
Every
now and then you'll find somebody out there on social media that has nothing to do with our program griping about it, but it wasn't about them. It was about our kids and what they wanted to do and play and how they did it. So it was good.
It's about football.
About football.
And high school football.
Got to win.
Which is different.
Yeah.
It's not a professional sport. It's about the kids. Well, teaching them something, teamwork, and other things that they'd be successful.
My son was like, "Dad, this is the jamboree." I think they probably enjoyed the jamboree more than they did the game. But I know they really liked the jamboree. They got to watch two other teams play, rotate the pavilion. It was really crowded. The cars were all around. They're like, "This is what it was like back then." I was like, "Yeah, that's what it was like. This is cool, coach."
Okay, well, we're going to be right back to the Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your hometown grocer in Darien, Coastal Market Grocery Store at 5214 U.S. Highway 17. No matter if you're stocking up for the big game this weekend, getting ready to tailgate for the Buccaneers, having friends over, or just a quiet dinner at home. And now serving breakfast from 7 to 11. Be sure to check out our deli and bakery for unbeatable deals. The Coastal Market Grocery Store. Football season is here, and you know you will be tied up for the next 6 months, so why not tell her thank you for her understanding with a gift from Cunningham Jewelers. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment is brought to you by the Coastal Market and by Cunningham Jewelers. It's good to see all these sponsors that are sponsoring this show, and they're all well known to those of us here in McIntosh and Glenn County also. Well, Coach, getting down toward the end of the show, and but we need to talk about the upcoming game with Glenn Academy. Tell us what Glenn Academy is going to try to do to the Buccaneers this Friday night, or this Thursday night, excuse me.
Well, you know, it was a tie last year, and I know that they're going to come after us, so we've got to be ready to play. If not, it could be a long night for us. So if we go over there ready to play, though, I think we're going to be in a good ball game.
Are they primarily a running team this year, or are they running the spread? What kind of offense are they running?
A little bit of everything. They look tough to defend. They put 43 points up on the board last week against Statesboro. Beat Statesboro 43-42, and they do a lot. They run the option. They run the wing T. They throw the ball down the field. They've got a really good receiver. So we've got our hands full.
It sounds like it. What about their defense? What are they going to
do? Defense, you can tell he's got talent, and you can tell they're first-year starters. So I think they're going to be in the same boat. Some of our players are in there going to get better as the season goes.
Okay. You think we're going to be able to run the ball against them?
I would think that we'll have some success moving the ball. You know, depends on, again, how, you know, who's going to develop. Is our offensive line going to develop before his defensive line? You know, a lot of variables there.
Well, there always is. And, of course, the revenge factor is on their side this year. And we're also playing on that new turf. What can we expect out of that? Is it going to be any different than playing on grass? Is it going to be better footing? Is it going to be hard like a brick, or is it?
It's supposed to be you playing your regular cleats, and not tell them a lot different than it in grass.
Well, they've done a lot of changes with the original old AstroTurf, which was, if I'm not mistaken, they used to put asphalt down and cover it with thin carpet.
This surface will play fast, which we're fast, so that's going to help us. We're going to play with good speed tomorrow night.
Well, that's good. That's good. We're looking forward to that. Well, kickoff will be at 7:30, the usual starting time, and it's kind of weird it's going to be played on a Thursday night, but seems like we're getting like the NFL. We play games all during the week, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, that's something, you know, kind of funny to talk about that. You know, Glenn's going to be a challenge in itself, but we play this Thursday night, so our kids will be off Friday night. Next week we're off, so
right?
They'll be off Friday night again. The next week we play Thursday. Our kids will be off Friday. That's three Fridays in a row. Our kids are off playing on Thursday. We're like the Thursday night special right now.
You plan on taking them to any games to observe?
That's crazy. We were talking about Glenn. Glenn offensively runs a lot of plays. Defensively, they're young and inexperienced with some good players. They've got a good staff over there. One kid that really stuck out to me was their kicker and punter. He can flip a field. I've seen him punt the ball well over 40 yards, and most of his kicks are touchbacks. So that's going to be something we have to overcome.
Yeah, yeah. You notice that in the bigger schools, they usually do have a lot better
He's a bigger school kickoff type kid, field goal type kid, but he's special punting. He can boom a ball.
Well, that's good. Well,
I guess not good for us. Wish him well. I hope he chokes against us. But
I hope he gets to kick a lot.
Fun a lot. But he's a good ball player. I enjoyed seeing the kid punt.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, we're getting down toward the end of this segment. You got a big challenge here Thursday night, and we hope that we can prevail. And if we don't, we play hard. We learn something from the game, and we come away with no injuries. And it's good. We got a couple of weeks off for the next contest against West Nassau out of Florida, part of that border war where there's going to be a bunch of Georgia schools playing Florida schools. So the fans ought to go check that out and get over to Glenn County Stadium and catch some of these other games.
Yeah, we're going to be selling tickets starting probably Friday this week. Start selling some tickets and definitely start pushing it game week. So
they're going to have two games a day over there?
Two on Friday. We play West Nassau, Glenn Academy plays Creekside, or Creekview, I forget their name. And then, Friday night, Charlton plays University Christian, and Brunswick plays Bowles, and there are three games on Saturday.
Oh, wow. That's exciting. You know, we were talking about the bigger school not wanting to get embarrassed, and I understand, you know, Camden got embarrassed this past Friday night to a double-A school out of the Atlanta area. So, we hope we can return the favor to Glenn Academy come Thursday. So, well, Coach, you got anything you want to add before we sign off?
That's it. Go Bucks.
Go Bucks. And we want to thank everybody for joining us for the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And I'm Harold Webster, signing off.